Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Amir Fakhr Eldin. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thank you.
Presenting the film Al Gharib, did I pronounce that right?
Exactly.
And so it's a wonderful film, really. I mean, it's part of the official selection of the Giornate degli Autori, the strand that we're media partners of. And, first of all, I mean, I'd love for you to ask you just quite simply if you could introduce the film for the listeners who have not seen it yet.
Yeah, so Al Gharib follows the life of a desperate alcoholic doctor who is going through an existential crisis living in a small village in the Golan Heights, occupied Syrian Golan Heights. And his life takes another unlucky turn when he meets a wounded man from the war in Syria laying behind the border fence. So you know the Golan Heights is a territory, is an occupied land, and we live by the border. So we belong to Syria, but we are not part of Syria anymore. So when the war happened in Syria, we were just hearing the bombs and hearing the war, but not seeing it. So he encounters this wounded man as if also for the first time you encounter Syria itself, you know, the wounded homeland. And so he decides to rescue him and embark on a journey to fulfill his dream. But he have to face his father, his community, and, the national crisis in general.
And it's a very complex kind of a situation there. I wanted to, because it takes place in such a specific spot of land, I just wanted to kind of ask you a little bit more about your personal connection with it. Do you have a personal link to it?
Definitely. I mean, I grew up and I live there. I live in my parents are from there, and although I was born in the USSR, in the Soviet Union once, but I went back with my parents who were originally from there since a very early age. And it is my home, it is my village, and I live by the border, really, like meters away from the border. And as I said, so the Golan Heights is a really, really breathtaking landscape area. You see, it's a mountainous area, it's green, and it's beautiful, there's snow. But imagine your soundtrack is war, you know, because you can't see Syria. It's just the border and a couple of hills, and it's just laying behind there. So it's been for 10 years we've been experiencing the sounds of war, but not knowing. I mean, you know, it's like it creates this, makes it more complex with the time.
I was watching the film, and I think that one of the things that I thought about was the importance that land has in this movie. Does it kind of represent a specific importance that land, here we see, for example, the orchard, has with the people who live there?
Yeah, definitely. Most of all, the Golan Heights residents, since long ago, they're farmers. They're connected to their lands. That was their they made living out of farming, out of apple orchards and selling apples. We used to sell apples to Syria, but then after the crisis, we couldn't deliver anymore to Syria, so we needed to get into the Israeli industry, agricultural industry, and that was very hard. And then, so it's deteriorating us in some way. But however, to follow your question, yeah, the land is very important. So for a farmer, if you can imagine, it's like not only a property but also a heritage, and usually until today they inherit land, and it's as a symbol or sign of just assurance of existence, of history, of so it's so hard nowadays to you know, for example, there's a crisis in the apple thing nowadays in the agriculture, and many people who have inherited apple orchards want to get rid of the apple orchard. So, but it's so hard for them to cut these trees. It's like 70 years or 50 years old trees, and it's so there's always this romantic layer laying behind an land or an orchid and or yeah. So
well, I actually another thing that got to me was like when you watch the film, the lead character is an alcoholic. You mentioned yourself, but to me also, yes, on the surface he's an alcoholic, but to me he also did strike me as being sensible. I don't know whether you would agree. That's the way I saw it. But do you think that it's just difficult to be sensible in this type of hostile even environment?
That's a very beautiful question. I have to say it's for me Adnan is the name of the character. For me Adnan is a unique nostalgic character. Let's call it because nostalgia itself, for example, it have a utopian dimension. Although it's not, although it's never pointed or directed to the future, but sometimes it's also not directed to the best. It's rather ways, and for example, you could be longing for a place that no longer exists, but you also could be longing for a place that never existed before. And by this I mean, so it's a sentiment of loss and displacement. But at the same time, it's romance of our own fantasy. So Adnan is a character who have a fantasy of a magic homeland that he doesn't know. So him being a stranger in his own community makes him in this alienation makes him really dream about a homeland that he doesn't know. So this is the part of why I consider him a very unique nostalgic character study. Where he just desire or he's so romantic and he in his own fantasy of having a salvation somehow.
We'll have to wrap it up. Unfortunately, I just have one final question. It seems like a general question, but how important is empathy in your filmmaking and especially in the relationship that you hope to establish with the spectator?
I actually, for me, it have always been the use of this medium, the use of sound and image, and sometimes for me it's also to use this medium in a way to show things that are usually are out of sight and. And by this dialectical relationship between sound and image and rhythm, it lets the audience, or at least I attempt to allow the audience to find their own patterns inside the scenes, and that also explains the rhythm of the film, and then find their own rhythms and choose it for the narrative information to reveal narrative information, and so therefore it's very important to me that the audience I respect the audience, so I give them their space. I do films like the films I like to see. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be. Let's say how do you call that laughed about. I mean I like movies, cinema that respect me, that allows me to take part, not only take me as a hostage.
Very interesting. So thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks
a lot. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.